Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. See, war is not the answer, for only love. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing, anything. So on this wonderful, beautiful August the 8th of 2022, and I mean this year is like zooming on by. Next thing you know, you're going to be buying Christmas presents if you can afford to. Because the way that the economy is now, they're making it real hard for people. I mean groceries and everything. I mean gas, everything. It's just getting sky high. That's what's going on. You want to know what's going on? That's what's going on. The gas prices, the rent. The rent's going up. It used to go up like 5%. Now it's going up 10%. Yes, the rent's going up 10%. The lease is going up 10%. And so things are high right now. People are concerned about their well-being. Good morning on Facebook Live. How are you? You can reach me on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Now, if you want to call into the show, you dial 646-787-8064. Good morning, Elaine Cosley. 646-787-8064 and press 1, and it'll put you right in the queue, and you'll be live with us on Facebook Live, or you'll be live on the phone. Now, if you want to listen online, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. That's right. So I see we have a caller in the 678 area code. We're going to get right to you. Don't go anywhere. Caller in the 678 area code, 576. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get you right in. Well, you know, we have a very interesting subject matter and topic. One of our topics for today is, does social media control you? Does social media have power over you? And the reason why we're going to talk about that is because you see people, are, you know, they get hit, their phone can actually hypnotize them. These companies sit there at the desk all day working on ways to keep you on your phone, on Instagram, on Facebook, on so many other social media outlets. And they're doing a good job at it because a lot of people are controlled by their phones. They can't even put their phone down. When they go to bed, their phone is right there. When they wake up, their phone is right there. They cannot go without their phone. What's up? Good morning, Lloyd Smith. Good morning. How you doing, son? Good morning, Elaine Cosley, all the way out there in the OC. What's going on? Peace, 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 and more love. All right. Well, without further ado, you know, because we want to get our show going the right way, let's get in our co-producer. Wait, let's start off. Normally we start off. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. There's none other than Clarence and Mallon. Good morning, Clarence and Mallon. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. What's going on, Pastor Eddie? What's going on to all of our wonderful listeners each and every Monday morning? What's going on to our panelists and co-hosts, co-producers? What's going on with our special guests? You have tuned into the world's greatest blog talk Monday morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. Pastor Eddie, we have been through, if I can use this word, one hellified big brother, man. Lives are being taken, man, every which way we can imagine. So I appreciate God for the show. I appreciate him for you, all our panelists, all our guests, all of our listeners, because you are bringing the hot button topics, things that we need to know, things we need to talk about, things we need to better ourselves at. So thank you once again, Pastor Eddie, for having me.
It's an honor and a pleasure, Brother Clarence M. Allen. I can't wait to talk about a couple of our subject matters. Our other topic is going to be, we're going to talk about something that's really important. We lost six people in a terrible, horrific car accident off of La Brea and Slauson. And this car accident was in Windsor Hills, which is right in Baldwin Hills area. And we lost six people, and it has affected the entire community. The healing is so important for family and friends and community members. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what happened, how it happened, and who it happened to on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Actually, it's one of the hottest news discussions going around everywhere, and it's been heard all over the United States. This is one unbelievable car accident. And if you haven't seen the video, go to car accident on La Brea and Slauson, where six people lost their lives. And you'll see the video, and it is unbelievable. That's all I can say. But meanwhile, I'm going to ask our professor. Let's get our professor, Professor Reams, and then we're going to get Vera Jones in. Good morning, co-producer Professor Reams. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator. And good morning, everyone. Once again, let's get ready, get comfortable, but also get into good trouble as we work and listen to the best Blog Talk radio program on Monday mornings, which will provide the real deal Holyfield and also help us to stop a little refresher, gain some information that can be useful, so it helps us towards our week. And with that, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And without further ado, and Professor Reigns, can you do me a big favor? If you don't mind researching the names of the victims who died in that car accident on Swanson and La Brea, if you don't mind researching the names, the woman who caused it and then the other people who lost their lives, I'd be really appreciative to that information. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, thank you so much. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good morning. Good morning. How are you? God bless you. God bless you. And welcome on Facebook Live. And let's get in our co-producer, Vera Jones. Vera Jones with Health and Wellness. Good morning, Vera. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am wonderful. Good morning, Clarence, Professor Rehm, the regular listeners, and also the first-time listeners.
Amen. Praise God. Let's shout out Vera. Right on, Vera.
Good morning, Dr. Tony V. The doctor's in the house.
Now, a lot of people haven't seen me lately. The last time I was seen, I had a full head of hair, you guys. I mean, a full head of hair. Hey, what's up, Ollie? What's up, Ollie Henderson? God bless you. God bless you. Now, the last time I had a head full of hair, but over the weekend, I found myself at the barbershop.
Ollie Henderson. God bless you.
And I cut all my hair. The barber cut me completely bald. So I'm so bald that if a mosquito lands on my head, he'll slip and break his leg. And that's pretty bald. So this is my new look. So if you want to see it, go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and you can see me live. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. And you can see my new haircut. Hey, Terry Herbert, how are you? God bless you. What's up? Ollie Henderson, that sounds like an entertainer's name. I can remember that name. Without further ado, we have a caller in the 678. I just want to get that caller in. Caller in the 678-576. Are you there? Good morning. Are you there? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Fantastic.
How
tell us your name and where you're calling. I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood. Tell us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Josie Chappelle. I am a transplant from Atlanta, Georgia. However, I live here in the greater Los Angeles area.
Yes.
And son was inside of that store getting a Gatorade coming from a run when that accident happened in Windsor Hills.
Oh, yes. We have been waiting on you to call in. Tell us your name again.
Josie, J-O-S-E-Y, Chappelle.
Josie Chappelle. So, well, Josie, it's
correct.
An honor to have you on. It's an
Thank
honor to
you.
Have you on. Everybody say good morning to Josie.
Good morning,
Josie.
Josie.
Hey.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
me. People shout me out on Facebook. They're saying that on Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr., they say they like my new look. So first of all, I want to say thank you, Evangelist Virginia. Thank you, Wanda Long. What's up, Wanda? How are you? Thank you, Elaine Cosley. Thank you, Vera. Thank you, everybody, for who likes my new look. And, let's see here. Oh, my gosh. So, Josie, you were your son was in the store getting a Gatorade. First, let me let everybody know exactly what happened for those who are listening to the show. And Okay. We're having a little. So what happened was, unbelievably, we did a press conference there. But what happened was this lady, I don't know her name. We're going to have all the names for you in just a minute. Thanks a lot, Brother Henderson. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the work, man. Thank you so much, man. Yeah, we do go way back. Yes, we do, all the way back. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We're right here on Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Now, I want to tell you guys, I've been working in the civil rights arena for 35 years, and I've worked on some horrendous cases and some all kinds of different types of cases with the jail system. I worked with Michael Jackson on the wrongful death of Michael Jackson. I worked with Bobby Brown. I can't name everybody. The mayor, God has been good. I've worked with senators, city council members, regular people, all kinds of people. But I thank God that I've been in this, you know, for quite a while. So September the 10th, I will be receiving, unbelievably, receiving the Humanitarian Lifetime Achievement Award from President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. So we're going to be doing that on September the 10th. I'm honored beyond words to be a part of something that's so much bigger than me. And thank you, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, for the compliment. Thank you, Wanda Long. Shout out, Wanda Long. Yeah, shout. But I just thank God for it. But this accident that happened on La Brea and Slauson, I just couldn't help myself. So we did a press conference there on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'm sorry, Friday morning at 8 a.m. And it was myself, Brother Clarence M. Allen, Vera Jones, Lavona Marl, and a host of other people that came there too with us and joined us in solidarity. We took white candles and, you know, Clarence brought some candles. And we had, you know, people bring in flowers and stuffed animals, and we started the makeshift memorial right there. All the channels came over, channels 7, 2, 11, 9, 13, they were all there. Even Inside Edition interviewed us, KNX News interviewed us. And here was my message. This is what the message was. Stop by. We lost six lives here. A mother that was pregnant lost her baby. The mother lost her baby that flew out the window of the vehicle. The father of the baby lost his life, and then the mother lost her life. We lost six people at one time in this horrific car accident. And the press conference was about this affected not only the families of the victims, the families or the family members of the victims of hearing some horrific information that they did not plan on hearing. Our message was, everybody stop by, bring a candle and pray. That's all we said on the press conference. We want this is a community thing. It's affecting the whole community. One mother was standing at her gas pump when the baby flew out of the car seat in the air and hit the ground. Okay, can you imagine? They're going to need some counseling. The community needs counseling. Mm-hmm. So we're here on the show talking about it this morning, and we're also going to go back and talk to Josie because Josie's son was inside buying a Gatorade. So, Josie, welcome to the show again. Please take the floor. Tell us what your son experienced at this horrific car accident that took place.
So my son, Jamarcus, he's 22 years old. He's just an athlete. He played football in high school. He loves to run. He's in a running group. So on this particular day, he went on a run. I think he was coming from Kennecon Park.
Yes.
So he was coming down La Brea, and he crossed the street to go to that same gas station. And he was getting a Powerade, and he said he heard an explosion. And everyone in the store just dropped, and they came out to death.
Oh, my God.
And it affected me as well because I got off work at 1:15. I had a conference call exactly at 1:15, and my son kept calling me during my conference call. I couldn't end that call. So I texted, is everything okay? He would not respond. He called again and again. He would not respond, and I just prayed that everything was okay. Mm-hmm. As soon as my call, and that call lasted almost 4 hours. So as soon as I ended my call, I called him, and he said, did you hear about the accident? I said no, and I braced myself because I lost a child before to cancer, to leukemia. So I braced myself. What accident? I took a deep breath, and he proceeded to tell me about that. And I feel like God, I don't live far. I live on La Tierra, which is a block or two, like you turn a corner, you're there. So I feel like God, and I was supposed to be home, but I pulled over to the side for this conference call, and I was in Culver City. If I had been home, I would have ran to my child, and I would have seen everything in real time, probably before any police arrive or any emergency worker. I would have seen everything in real time, and I feel like God did not want me to see it because I'm still grieving and healing from losing my child. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like there's we're trying to process it. Like, what was all of this about? What was this for? Why was my son there? And I'm just grateful that I raised him to be an analytical thinker, and he had to stand on his own that day and go through that. And I feel like he was surrounded by angels. He could have been at that corner when that car collided. He could have been standing right there because he crossed the street. So it affected us. Yes.
Wow. Wow. I don't know what to say. I know you're still in shock because I'm still in shock. I couldn't believe what I saw with my eyes. And I just thought it was just unbelievable. I thought it was unbelievable to see that car just go through the intersection like that. It seemed like it was going like 80 or 90 miles an hour and just crash into the vehicle, and that vehicle just bursted out into flames. Two vehicles burst into flames, and we know that the people that were in the vehicle had no chance to survive whatsoever. Now, people who are listening to the show, I just had to switch my Facebook Live over to another Facebook Live because I was having some technical difficulties. But you can go back to Eddie Justice Jones Jr., Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live, and I've set it up on another way of talking here and on another channel. So come on back and get on back on with this. We're still here right now. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. If you have to go off, you can come back on. So let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Oh, I have the names when you're ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right now we want to give you the name of the person who had the accident, and then we want to give you the names of the people who lost their lives in the accident. And my heart goes out to all the family members, all the mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends, and relations. So my heart is there with you. Go right ahead. Professor Reams, take the floor. Give us the names of the people who lost your life and also the people who were involved in this horrific accident.
Yes, now the person who was involved in the accident from the Channel 4 feed is a registered nurse from Houston, and her name is Nicole Lorraine Linton, who was 37 and was arrested after receiving her treatment from Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center for vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence. Now,
I'm sorry, give us her name again.
It's Nicole Lorraine Linton, age 37.
How do you spell her last name?
L-I-N-T-O-N. So Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, Linton, L-I-N-T-O-N. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And now that's the one she lived, and now our victims, the ones who lost their lives in this tragic car accident.
That is correct. And she was arrested on vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence.
Wow.
And once she was released from UCLA Medical Center, the district attorney, Gascon, she's been, was arrested and then released, but now being held on $9 million bail at Century Regional Detention Center. So she's still being detained. Now, the victims are, and let me move down.
Wait, can you hear me, Professor Reams?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
And so we're getting to names of the victims here.
And okay.
Okay. Okay, so the first victim was a pregnant woman who died on Friday, was 23-year-old Asha Ray Ryan.
Okay.
So it's Asha Ray Ryan. And the next person was her one-year-old son, Alonso Quintero.
Alonso?
Alonso, and then Quintero is Q-U-I-N-T-E-R-O.
Hey, Deja. Hey, Deja, how are you? God bless you, Deja. God bless you, Brother Clarence. God bless you, Brother Henderson. Go right ahead. So we have Ashery, and we have Alonso the baby. Wow.
Right. And but then her unborn son was also killed as well.
Oh, my God.
And they were going to name the unborn infant Armani Lester.
Oh, wow.
And then finally, it was Ryan's boyfriend who was also killed, and his name was Reynold Lester.
Oh, wow.
And then finally, the
okay.
sixth person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The sixth person is Craig Pitchford, and he was 66, a pedestrian. So we have six confirmed names, and there's three others that haven't been named as of yet.
Oh my gosh, man, this is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. My heart goes out. Now I want to go back to Josie. Josie, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
So Josie, I mean, once you were able to talk to your son and find out from your son what happened, how did that affect you? How did it make you feel to know what had just transpired?
Well, I felt guilt that I wasn't there to comfort him, and I later processed it that God did not want me there. I'm still healing. I would have seen everything in real time. I would have seen fires in the bodies, and I would have seen everything in real time. So later I processed it, but at the time, like you were asking, I wish that I was there. I wish I was
mm-hmm.
at home so I could have ran to him so that
okay.
he wouldn't have to be alone and process that, because he's still he's impacted by this.
Wow. So do you feel like he needs some, counseling?
Possibly, yes. Possibly.
Do you feel that he,
more than likely,
do you feel
yes.
that he has a, do you feel like he has some sort of post-traumatic stress syndrome because of what he saw with his eyes? And I mean, that was something, I mean, that's not nothing that you see every day. That's like, because when I heard the explosion, it took me back to being in the military. It felt
wow.
like I was like, I mean, I'm serious. It took me back to the military, hearing the explosion, seeing the fire up in the air and the heat from the fire, and then it's right at the gas station,
mm.
right where all the gas pumps were, and people were screaming mm. and howling. And,
wow.
has your son said that he's still having flashbacks of what he saw happen?
Yes.
Okay, so.
He has not been sleeping well.
My. I don't wish that on anybody at all. I don't wish that on anybody. I think that that's, you know, so here's the deal, you know, that accident that was terrible. Okay, somebody said no sound. Okay, can you guys hear me okay on Facebook Live? If you can hear me, so you can hear me on Facebook Live, if you can hear me. Just put it up there on the page. Type it in if you can hear me on Facebook Live. Okay, because some people are saying, can't hear you. Okay, all right. Let's see what we can do about that, okay? Let's see what we can do about that. I'll continue that. Let's see here. All right, give me a second. I know you guys can kind of hear me, but okay, Clarence, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, yes, Pastor Jones.
I can hear you.
I'm glad you guys can hear me. Let me get this worked out here real quick. Let's see if we can get this worked out. Okay. Stand by, you guys. We're not going anywhere. We're just getting started with the show. But sometimes we have these technical difficulties. Let's see.
Dialing is not included in your rate plan.
Okay. All right. I don't know why you guys can't hear me, but let me see if I can do this over again. Okay, so let's try this over again. Hold on. Okay.
Yes, Facebook is saying that video has no sound, so unable to hear you Facebook Live. You know, Pastor Eddie, while you're doing that, if I could chime in a little bit. First, once again, welcome to our guest, Josie Chappelle, and my sincere empathies are with your son. Be sure that you talk to your son, have prayer with your son.
Yes.
Let him know that whatever he's going through, it will get better with time.
Can you guys,
you know,
can you guys hear
yes.
me? Can you guys hear me okay? Hello, hello. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so now, okay, so let's see. Let's see if we can get people on Facebook Live to be able to hear me too. Okay. Let's see.
And Pastor
okay,
Eddie, I may have missed it, but could you ask Josie, what is her son's age? I know he's a young teenager, I would assume, but what is his age?
He's 24.
If I'm not mistaken, Josie, how old is your son, Josie?
24.
24, okay. Yeah, he's a young man. He's a young man. That's a lot for a young man. That's a lot for anybody. I mean, that's a lot for anybody to have to see what happened. It was unbelievable. Okay. Okay, let's see. All right. So now I'm back on Facebook Live. If you guys can join me, I mean, we might just have to do the show without Facebook Live this morning. Okay, but meanwhile, while we're waiting on this, getting this together, let's get Talana in the studio. Good morning, Talana Jones. How are you? Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning? Welcome.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you.
Good morning.
For the warm. I've been listening in, and I just want to say I had a chance to see what happened about the accident, and I just want to say thank you to the young lady who was sharing her story right now. This has been every situation
that
we've been through lately. You are most welcome, my dear. Every situation that we've been through lately, watching on the news or close to in real life time, is all becoming chaotic. And it just, the plague that we're talking about that marks California, I would say the faith period, we have to stay in prayer. And I pray everybody be encouraged, that we lift each other up and we stay as close to one another as we can. I love you all. Happy Monday.
Everybody, good morning.
Happy Monday, my butterfly,
good
Talana.
Good morning, Talana. Yes.
It's not acting right. It's trying to. This one is supposed to be doing it. So I'm having some technical difficulties with Facebook Live. I've never had this problem, but whenever you're talking about real live stuff, this real deal, always feel kind of stuff for one. It come up, so please bear with me as I try to get back on Facebook Live again. Wait a minute. I just didn't think about something just now. Hold on. Let's see. Okay, let's see if we can go here. Okay, meanwhile, while we're doing that, Josie, let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, give us a little bit more information on the young lady who caused the accident. Now, I understand that she was driving like 90 miles an hour. When she came through that light, she was doing 90 miles an hour. She hit several cars, and six people lost their lives. Professor Reams, go right ahead. Give us a little bit more information on the young lady named Nicole Linton.
Well, yes, as was mentioned by Channel 4, Nicole Linton is a registered nurse from Houston, and she was driving a Mercedes through Windsor Hills. And once the accident had occurred, she was taken to UCLA Medical over the weekend. And of course, whatever injuries that she faced were resolved and healed up by the medical staff that's there. And not a lot of additional information is going on, but as far as her background or the motive behind it, and so far police have held that until further investigation is going on. But with the district attorney, George Gascon, working on this, and he's currently working with law enforcement through the weekend and the investigation, that he will probably provide more information during this week. The preliminary investigation indicates that Nicole was driving a dark-colored Mercedes traveling southbound La Brea at a high speed, 80, 90 miles an hour. And then while driving, she proceeded through a red light and collided into multiple vehicles traveling eastbound and southbound. So at the time that this was going on from the video, as everyone has seen, regular traffic was already proceeding forward. And then for the idea that she could go fast enough to swerve through a car or whatever it is, who knows what was going on at that time. But beyond that, they're keeping any additional information about her as the investigation goes on, withheld for now until the investigation is over, which is proper procedure, because there might be some, you don't want to jump to too many conclusions until after the investigation has done a thorough job on identifying the specific facts. But the fact that she has been placed on $9 million bail does say a lot about her culpability, especially since you're talking about vehicular manslaughter, which runs into its area. Where now, the one thing about vehicular manslaughter, it is a negligence crime because, as I've mentioned before in other programs, negligence deals with the idea that if it's not intent, then there is some sort of duty of care that we owe each other as we are interacting with each other. That duty of care for a driver is that I, as a driver, and all of us will drive the car safe and have the proper license, have the proper, make sure the car is in working condition, also that it is smog checked, and that in operating the car, we'll follow the rules and regulations of operating a vehicle. Well, obviously, she breached that by going into ongoing traffic at, of course, at a speed which is beyond the speed limit, and, of course, resulting in the deaths of the nine people involved. And so now it's according either where the state or the county will charge her with all of the items it's found in its investigation. And then, as in our legal system, even though we've seen the end of the information, she's presumed innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, that's going to not be very difficult to show, especially since she is the only one so far that we know is behind the wheel at the time of the accident and, of course, witnessed by many people, including the monitors that saw everything on video. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens during the week on what the district attorney concludes. And moving forward, what will happen to the young lady who was involved in the accident? So with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones, and to our panel.
Thank you, and I want to thank our special guest, Josie, for being on. Thank you, Josie, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. I'm glad I was available.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah, but don't go yet, Josie. We're not. You have a little bit more time to spend with us?
I do.
Oh, great, great. I want to shout out Gina McGregor.
I have my headphones
in.
I'm sorry.
Amen. I want to shout out Edie. I want to shout out Chapo. Chapo, I hope you are at work this morning, Chapo, chopping it up at work and making those dear presidents. Thank you, Edie Way, for saying good morning and blessings. Thank you, Wanda Long. Thank you, Ollie Henderson, and everybody on Facebook Live. I hope you guys, okay, tell me now, Gina or somebody who's ever on Facebook Live, type it in if you can hear me. Edie Way, can you hear me? If you guys can hear me loud and clear, please type it in right now. Thank you so much. We have this show is kind of emotional because when we were at the scene where the accident took place on Friday, thank God you can hear me loud and clear. We've been having some technical difficulties this morning, which sometimes I believe that's how our next topic is, does social media control you? And thank you, Wanda. Thank you. Appreciate that. God bless you. And God bless you too, Edie, and everybody on here. God bless you guys. We all need a blessing right now, especially if you've seen that horrific accident. I mean, a lot of people, they need counseling. I mean, you know, to see something like that happen, to see a baby ejected from a car window and then hit the ground, you know you're going to need some counseling. I want to shout out some of the people that came there and brought the candles and the flowers and the mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers who just came together. I mean, because no accident has ever happened like that in the Crenshaw community, in the Baldwin Hills community, in the Windsor Hills community. We've never, and I mean never, ever, ever had an accident like that. I grew up there. Me and my siblings, we grew up riding up and down that hill and skateboarding and dirt biking and everything else from a kid all the way up to now. That has been our stomping grounds for many, many years. And without further ado, I want to go over to Clarence M. Allen, who was there at the press conference with us. Aunt Vera was there at the press conference. And the media just kept on playing it over and over and over, praise God from whom all blessings flow, the interviews that we did. And, again, I'll repeat to you again, the interview, we said that this has affected the entire community of Windsor Hills, Baldwin Hills, and the Crenshaw community, and that everybody who saw that horrific accident, if you really saw it with your own eyes, you know that deep down inside we need some counseling. We need to, I mean, it's not every day you see an accident of that magnitude. I mean, in a second, in a split second, six lives were gone, and many lives were affected. I mean, it was like the worst car accident I've seen a lot of car accidents, but this one was so horrific. I mean, the bursting in the flames was like a giant explosion. The heat was over 100 degrees. I mean, the heat from the fire, and they couldn't get them out the car. They wanted to get the people out the car, but they couldn't. Now, everybody was helpless. Nobody could do anything to help anybody except for the lady who survived, Nicole Lincoln. And the part that really affected me more than anything in the world is the fact that they say that she was in a heated discussion with her significant other at the time of this transpiring. Well, I want to share this to anybody who's listening, and everybody is listening to our show, because, you know, our show is listening to people in Korea, China, Japan, Russia, Canada. They listen to our show all over the world. And then in the United States, in Chicago, Detroit, Texas, Arkansas, Los Angeles, Loma Linda, the Crenshaw community, Baldwin Hills, Windsor Hills, they're all watching the show. I didn't mean to leave out North Dakota and South Dakota either. They're listening to the show. Here's my point. When you're driving, and I've seen so many people have accidents because they're driving their vehicle and they're on their cell phone texting, or they're driving their vehicle and they're on their phone, the phone's in one hand, the wheel's on the other. Leave your phone alone. And if you're on a heated discussion, an argument or a debate with your significant other, if they love you, really, really love you, they're not going to let you get into a situation like that. They're going to be like, okay, baby, I'll call you later. We'll talk about it later. Oh. Hey, Cousin V, how are you all the way out there in Texas? They're not going to be on the phone egging you on and knowing that you're coming. I mean, when you come down that hill on La Brea, you know, it's a, you know, your speed gets, it picks up. But when she came through that intersection, it looked like she didn't have no brakes whatsoever. I'm going to go to Brother Clarence and Allen. Brother Clarence, what do you think about what I just said about not being on your phone, especially arguing with your significant other? Go right ahead. Take the floor, Brother Clarence. Give us your take on it.
Yes, first, our deepest sympathies and condolences go out to all of those families who have lost a loved one, a family member in that tragic accident, and those who are injured. You know, I have to imagine Mr. Pritchard was probably standing at that corner waiting on a light. I have to imagine that Nicole Lorraine's son was just going about his day with a lady that was pumping her gas at that gas station. People was passing through that intersection, and all of a sudden, this fiery ball, it looked like it was a napalm bomb dropped from a military fighter aircraft. You know, the immediate impact of that heat. I worked in petroleum for 4 years, and the ignition temperature is a very low temperature to spark a fire from gasoline, from petroleum fuel. But the flash point, the heat of the flame burns at hundreds of degrees. And so we, and I hate to even think about imagining the instantaneous moment that the victims were affected in that fire crash and those who didn't make it. But when you look up the word God in the Bible, after you get past the creator, the supreme being, you will find another definition is something that you worship or place high value on. You go in the Old Testament, people built a golden calf when Moses was getting the Ten Commandments from out of the mountain, and they worshiped that calf. And that calf, like this phone today, this phone has become a god to many people. You can't put it down, like Pastor Eddie said. You have to sleep with it like it's your pillow. The first thing you grab in the morning, the last thing you put down is that phone. But in this instance, it appears that this lady was under a lot of stress, a lot of duress, because it appears that she had a disagreement or breaking up or something with her boyfriend. And here's the lady is of age. This is not a teenage spring love. This lady is a traveling nurse, and she's in the profession of taking care of people. So, you know, it doesn't matter your occupation, your status, your walk of life. There are things that can happen that can trouble our minds. But we have to know that we are created to deal with these things. God is not going to put nothing in front of us more than we can bear. You know, we all have lost someone and experienced a loss of a life, whether it's family or friends. The emptiness from the pain, and it had taken time for that pain to soothe. So in this situation with this lady, her decision appears to be intent to run through that light, and it just changed, like Professor Ring said. That traffic was ongoing both ways, and she impacted that traffic coming downhill, increasing in speed. We were on the corner Friday morning. That whole corner was still blackened. That pole, the light pole, was blackened from the smoke of the flames and the fire. And for her to survive, only God knows what she's going to have to endure. And, you know, I heard a news article where they said when the lady was able to speak with someone in the hospital, she was asking the question, did she kill anyone, or are they alive, and this and that. And it kind of appeared to me that she didn't ask that question for concern. It was like the lack of concern to me, in my opinion. I could be wrong. But, you know, this is a horrific. This is not an accident. This is an incident. There's a difference because accident is something that's not specifically thought of with intent to conspire to carry out. This is an incident that she put in her mind. It appears that she put in her mind to carry out, and because she may have wanted to take her life, she chose to use others. So, you know, I hate for anyone to come to that mental state of mind where they want to take themselves out. And if you want to do that, that's your God-given choice. I pray you don't. But if you do, stop you taking other people's lives with yours, people you don't know. People don't know what you're going through, never seen you before, have no idea what you're going through. You could have killed or hurt somebody that if you would have took a moment to just stop and say hello to them. I have a situation. Can you help me? They could have helped you. So, Pastor Eddie, man, this is a gruesome, much important, hot topic that we need to discuss because we all are going through things, and it's how we're going to handle it and get the situation. So thank you for bringing it up. God bless everyone who's listening.
You're very welcome, Brother Clarence. And you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And on our show, it's the Real Deal Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. We're live and in living color. And we're talking about something that has affected so many people. I'm talking about from the time the accident happened all the way up until today, people are still bringing flowers and candles and stuffed animals and all kinds of stuff. The memorial has grown so big that they had to tape it off, because all we asked for when we did the press conference is that you bring by a candle and some flowers and a prayer, because our community needs prayer right now. What happened is in need of much prayer. And before we get off this show and off this subject matter and off this topic, we're going to pray about this. But at this time, I want to go to my sister, Vera Jones, who does health and wellness. But she was there at the press conference with her. She did an extensive interview with Channel 4, and then she went back again and prayed. And, you know, and I'm just so proud of my sister, who also in her own right does civil rights with her health and wellness, and also working in the community with so many people. Chip off the old block, following in her brother's footsteps. Vera, please take the floor. Proud of you, sis. Thank you for being there. Thank you for the press conference. Thank you for sharing your words. And most of all, thank you because you got the broom from my friend Brian's son, owns a gas station that I've been knowing since we were kids. And you got the broom and you started cleaning up the glass that they didn't clean up. Go ahead and tell us how you feel and what made you want to, you know, do that.
Yes, Eddie. I was not even aware that the incident took place until you called me that morning. And, you know, an hour before, you told me, hey, we're going to have a press conference. Can you come down and support? We're going to be praying, and we're going to sing, and we're going to spread love in the community. So I said yes. I feel compelled to go because this is a part of the community that we grew up in. And While there, I felt very emotional. You know, I had tears just flowing. Like, I could, you know, there was no one personally that I knew. However, I felt as if I knew everyone that, you know, have lost their life. And so, as you mentioned earlier, when you were speaking to Josie about, you know, it would be great to get some counseling, for her son, well, yes, anxiety, PTSD, hurt, pain, distraught. You're feeling different types of emotions. Sometimes you're going through something already, and then something happens as devastating as what took place. So, yes, that's what we have to open up to someone if we're going through something. And so allow someone to be the backbone, because we can't do it all ourselves. We can't do it all. But I do love how the energy there at that particular corner when the press conference took place, it, you know, it felt great, strong. So thank you, Eddie, for thank you for doing this show. Clarence, Professor Rames, Talana, every single person that is a part of this show. You know, I love you all, so okay.
And Cousin V is on Facebook Live. She'll be on a little bit later, but she's on Facebook Live. So shout out. They're shouting you out right now.
Shout out, Cousin.
I'm going to go to my daughter, Talana Jones, and then I'm going to go back to Josie. Talana, please take the floor and share your feelings about this whole incident, what's on your heart, because it affected me, and I was very emotional that day, too. Go right ahead.
Is that for me, Josie?
Yes, Josie?
No, Josie, it was for me, Talana.
Yeah, I think so.
It's okay. So, Dad, what I have to say is it's very, very, very tragic to me. I do, as I've heard everybody on the panel say, just extend my prayers and condolences. And just wonder how can we affect change in an area where, like, an hour of an accident. We can't, how do you protect people or, like, with the woman who created the accident? Like, how, of course, they haven't spoke about it, Professor Ring said, so, like, the nature of what her thought process was when she was going down the street when she went into traffic, or...
Yeah.
Like, we'll have any regulations. Of course, eventually we had to start wearing seatbelts while driving a vehicle, carrying a license. She also had a license to be a nurse. Like, there's also a protocol and things that we know we also have to follow, not just the rules of the road. So it says a lot to me. We have to protect ourselves and be extra cautious and very careful. And my heart goes out to all the families. I wish I could say more, but it's very tragic to me, Dad. And I pray for the families who have lost babies who didn't even understand what exactly was going on, and for the 24-year-old young man. Just keep mentors in his life, good people, surround him with just like unconditional love. Keep reassuring him because, yes, even though pain is temporary, it hurts. So
yes, it does.
I pray that the family be well. Encouragement for the mom, because that's going to be a very hard situation to endure. So my heart goes out to you as well. I pray that you are strengthened, that God keeps you through this process, and that your son does heal. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Talana. You said a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Now, before I go back to Josie, I just want to, Professor Reams, give me the place where Nicole Linton is incarcerated at right now. Could you give me that place again, please? And I want to shout out Minister Terry Herbert. Good morning, Minister Terry Herbert. Thank you for always coming on the show. Thank you for always sharing with us. Thank you, Edie Wade. Edie Wade made a statement saying, I can't imagine what she may be going through. God be with her in Jesus' name. She's talking about Nicole Linton, because Nicole is the one who caused the accident, but she caused the accident under duress because her significant other was arguing at her about something. We don't know what he was arguing at her. We don't know if they broke up, or we don't know what happened, but all we know is she's a nurse, a traveling nurse from Texas, and it really hits home when I hear Texas, because that's where my family is from. I have a lot of family in Texas, a lot of family in Arkansas and Chicago and Los Angeles, so that really affected me when I heard Texas. Hallelujah. Praise God, Minister Terry Herbert. Thank you so very much. And I also want to thank Wanda. Thank you so much, Wanda, for all you do and all that you make happen as well. I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live right now. Thank you. And send it to 10 people, please. Send it to 10 people right now that you're on Facebook Live, on YouTube. On Facebook Live and on a broadcast. Send it to 10 people. Nobody knows what somebody's going through, but one thing that I'm saying to you is, whatever you do, just do not, and I do mean do not, let anybody destroy you or take you off your tune. When you're on the phone, you shouldn't be on the phone while you're driving your car and somebody's talking to you crazy. Somebody should, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be on your phone. You shouldn't be arguing. If somebody wants to argue or do anything like that, then, oh, God, leave them alone and just hang up, and you don't have to be on the line with them, because that's what I believe helped to cause that accident. She was under stress, and she had that thing transpire, and that's what happened. So now a lot of people are saying, they want her to be charged to the fullest. They want her to go to prison forever. Okay, it was an accident. And like Clarence said, it didn't seem like an accident, because when I looked at the video, it didn't seem like an accident either, but it's still an accident. Whether it was on purpose or, it was car accidents that took place that day. People lost their lives that day. And I'm still a little emotional about the whole thing, because everybody is condemning Nicole for what she did, but nobody knows what led up to her doing that. And sometimes people can have a mental breakdown when someone is harassing someone verbally. Like, you keep talking to somebody, saying something to them, and they keep saying, please leave me alone. I don't want to do that right now. Please leave me alone. And all of a sudden you back them into a corner, and you're still harassing them verbally and getting all up in their face. And all of a sudden they come out and do something you never thought they would do. They start cutting something up or doing something crazy, and you probably force that person into, being who that person is at that time. Because you don't know what a person is going through. Some people are just walking, ticking time bombs, especially since COVID-19. I mean, I've seen people just do some unbelievable things since we've had COVID-19. The things I've seen that people do on the news, and it's just been nobody is really 100% themselves right now since we've been locked up in the house for 2 years with COVID. And then now we got the monkeypox, and now we got all these crazy things happening in the community, food off the shelves and all this stuff is affecting people. Believe it or not, you might not believe it. You might think that everything is just okay, but no, it's not okay. What the government is allowing, and I'm not pointing the finger exactly at the government, but I'm just saying the powers that be that have control over the food, that have now, and we're going to switch subjects in just a minute, because here's our next topic is, are you controlled by social media? Does social media control you? Does Facebook control you? Does Instagram control you? Does any of those social media outlets control you? Because we find ourselves on our phone more than we talk to our family members. We're using our phone as a robot, and it's controlling us. Yes, go right ahead, Professor Ring.
Yes, I do hate to interrupt, but just to let everyone know, the center that Ms. Linton is being held is the Century Regional Detention Center. And I'll say this again. It's the Century Regional Detention Center.
Okay, the Century Regional Detention Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
If somebody could type that up, on the screen, Minister Terry Herbert, can you type up the Century Regional Detention Center? And that's where Nicole Linton is. If you want to send her a card, or you want to send her I'm emotional. My heart goes out to her. She has a $9 million bill. She went from helping people to hurting people to being in a position where she may never see daylight out of a prison again. So we're praying for her as well as we're praying for the family members that lost their lives. She's losing her life, too. And who knows if she has kids and nieces and nephews. And sure, she has family members that are concerned about her well-being as well. But if you could, Minister Terry Herbert, if you could type up or or Wanda, if you could type up the Century Regional Detention Center is where she's located. Thank you so much. It's in Linwood, California, and you can send your cards there. And please don't send her any hate. She's already getting that enough already. I mean, you know, and I want to bring this up. I can't think of that female celebrity's name that was dating Ellen DeGeneres. If anybody knows her name, just type it up on the
Anne Heche.
Screen here. What's her name?
Anne Heche.
Anne Heche. Anne Heche. She hit a garage over the weekend. She ran into a garage. I don't know what she was under. And I don't know what she was under, but whatever she was under, she was let's see here. Okay, whatever she was under, she ran into a garage, and the security officer was trying to get her out of the vehicle, and she wouldn't get out the vehicle. She actually drove off, and from there she drove down to another place where she ran not only into a house but inside the house, and of course her car burst into flames, and she was burned. A certain percentage of her body was burned, and they tried to cover it up and make it seem like that she was involved in something where she didn't have anything to do with this accident, but she did. And I'm just showing you the difference between how Hollywood, because she's tied in with Ellen DeGeneres, who probably, and I don't know, probably said, look, let our media people handle this, or let our PR people handle this. And they worded it in a way where it made it look like she wasn't involved in the car, that she wasn't driving. But we know that she was. And so I just want you guys to know that she was also in a car accident that she caused, and they tried to cover it up. And that's not right. That's all I'm saying. Some people have certain privileges, and that's not cool at all. It's so not cool. We all should be responsible for our actions, and nobody should be hating on anybody, because there's enough hate going on in the world already. We don't need to hate on anybody. We're about love. And I'm just going to say this nice and loud and clear. If it ain't about love, then that ain't nothing but the devil, demonic, witchery, and we ain't with that at all. We're in the name of Jesus, with God Almighty. And that's the problem with the world now. We got a lot of evil going on, and those are the kind of people that need to be weeded out and pushed to the side and dropped off on an island all by themselves so they can hate all they want to all by themselves. Get all the haters and just put them all up in a super big giant jumbo jet and let them fly off to an island and drop them off at Hate Island. They can hate all they want to, okay? All they want to. But anyway, let's go back to the subject matter. Let's not let hate take over anything at all. Hate has no power or authority, you know. We're all going through something. We all we need direction right now, not hate. Sister Josie, are you still with us, Sister Josie?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so Sister Josie, we know your son has been through a dramatic thing, and, you know, is he at school or work this morning?
He's at work this morning.
Okay, well, I want you to tell him that the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, we send our heart out to him, and next week, if we can, even if we could get him on the phone for just a couple of minutes, I wish he could call in right now and just, is it possible that he might be able to call in? Do you think you could get him?
No, he's at work. He has to be there at 9, so he just got there.
Okay. Well, maybe next week we can maybe, like, see if we could get him on for just a few minutes. We would like to hear his take on experiencing what he experienced and how it makes him feel. But as I stated to you, he probably might need counseling. And hopefully, you know, he'll be able to get some counseling. They got free counselors, and I just wanted to ask you your opinion, Josie. Do you feel like there should be some flashing lights on the ground? You know how, like, you put those yellow flashing lights right there at the intersection on all four parts of the intersection so that people can see the lights flashing so they can know to slow down? Because they've been having a lot of accidents on that corner. Wanted to get your opinion on that, Josie.
Yes, I think I mentioned that while I was there at the scene, especially coming down La Brea, because it's rolly and it's hilly all up Stalker. It's rolly, and like you mentioned, you pick up speed when you're doing a decline down a hill, a steep hill. There should be some flashing lights coming down La Brea further up, just indicating, okay, slow it down. Slow it down.
I really think
so,
too. Now, let me ask you another opinion. Do you think that people should send some cards, you know, like get well, or, you know, a prayer, just a card saying a short prayer for Nicole Linton? What do you think?
I think it's a beautiful gesture. I had not thought of that. I would have never thought of that in a million years. It's cathartic. It would help the individual who's sending the cards process it and heal. So when you said it, I had a wild moment. Like, that would help. That would help my son. That would help me.
Yeah.
And not to be have any ill intent.
Yes.
And just to write her. I think it would be beautiful.
Yeah. Now, I hope you were able to write down the information. She's at the let me get this right. Wait. Then I want to read one of the statements that was just given to us by one of the people on the show. Let's see. Expected to pull through following. Wait. Okay. A lot. Anne's expected to pull through. Anne is the lady who, the female Caucasian who got caught on fire when she ran into the house and with her car as well. But I want to see, okay, she is at the, let me get this right. Okay, she's located at, the address is 11706 South Alameda, Los Angeles, California, 90059. And again, the young lady, Nicole Linton, is located at the Lynnwood Detention Center in California, and the address is 11705 South Alameda Street, Los Angeles, California, 90059. And the hours that they're open is from, I think the hours are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the phone number, if you want to call down, is 213-473-6100. 213-473-6100. I want to thank you so much, Minister Terry Herbert, for always getting the information out there. Now, Sheila Timberlake. Hey, yeah. Sheila Timberlake. Everybody say good morning to Sheila Timberlake. She's on Facebook Live. Shout out to Sheila Timberlake. Gloria
Major. Good morning,
Major.
Sheila Timberlake.
Good morning,
Sheila.
Now, Sheila said, I don't think that the light would work or anything because they do seem people are still flying down the street no matter what. So I want to get some suggestions real quick, and I'm just going to go around. What do you think we should do for the lighting that's on there? Because they have four lights, but people don't pay attention to those lights. And so I'm going to ask you, Josie. Well, Josie, you already told us what you think. We do need some lights here. I agree with you.
I understand what she's saying. That's why I said they should be further up. They don't, like, they should not be, like, it's too late once they're, like, down where
right.
you stop. Or where
Josie, I think I get it. What you're saying is like at the top of the hill, when you get to the middle, it should be flashing lights saying slow down, steep hill.
At least
right?
halfway,
something like that, right?
Yes.
Right,
like a
right.
middle point.
Yeah,
like,
I agree with you.
Prepare. Prepare to stop.
That's a great idea. Prepare to stop. Slow down. Yield to the hill. Yes, I agree with you 100%.
Even the top of Slauson further up coming to the light.
Yes.
That's a hill.
Right,
I think someone said there were three hills.
Right,
mm-hmm.
It is.
Yes.
Wait. Now, Ollie Henderson said maybe put a traffic light on Northridge and La Brea. That's a good idea, too, because all those streets connect right to La Brea and Slauson. That's a good idea. And so now people might not believe me. But when this show is over today, I'm going to be calling the city council. I'm going to talk to the city council member and see what we can do to get some different lights in the middle of the hill. And I'm going to bring up Northridge and La Brea, and I'm going to see what we can do because something else needs to be done besides just the streetlights that are there. I want to go to Clarence and Mallon and ask him, What else do you think we need there to help protect the drivers from coming down the hill so fast? Clarence, take the floor.
Yes, sir, Pastor Eddie. There's some very good solutions that I just heard. Even when we were on that corner Friday morning, paying homage and praying and singing hymns and just showing love to that family. While we were standing on that corner, horns were honking at each other for road rage because the corners of the lights were flashing because they had to repair those lightings. Very good solution to put the a light before you even enter or arrive at that intersection, but possibly even a speed bump, you know, speed coming down that hill, put the sign up and let them know that you will have to slow down. And so, you know, even a traffic cop, you know, we even mentioned that there's no city traffic cop there to regulate the flow of the traffic. People coming and everybody stopping at blowing horns at each other in several incidents. They were just a horn blowing from a street fight. So, you know,
even the day that we were there, Brother Clarence, said people were honking back and forth at each other. Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it for me. We need other solutions from others. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Professor Reams, what else do you think we could do to enhance those streets? Because coming down Boston is a hill both ways, east and west, and then north and south is coming down a hill, kind of sort of in a way it is. So what do you think we could do to change the velocity of speed, Professor Reams?
Well, one of the things that I agree with everyone on the panel overall, and even though we have a speed limit, we may have to slow down the speed limit as well. I mean, it is at a reasonable speed, but having also grown up there, it has always been treacherous where I don't even go there because either there's the possibility of road rage where people will bump into you, or if you're going too fast, then people are trying to cut you off in the process. So it's almost as though you would have to have, you know, constant police presence or supervision of some type of, and even, you know, what they're doing is if you're going past that speed limit, you would also have the electronic, where you get electronic ticket for going too fast as well, because I've seen that put on there where you get to a certain point where you're going too fast, then you could get a ticket. And then that might also, with the speed bump, along with the prepare to stop, would give people incentives to just drive down at a reasonable speed. So it seems like an overamount of attention, but folks, as I've been observing, even when you get on, because I also use the tollway, folks are driving at 90 to 100 miles an hour on the tollway when we should be driving at the regular speed limit. Just because we don't have traffic on the tollway doesn't mean that you can exceed the speed limit. And so, and then there have been other incidents when you're on Angeles Vista and getting on the Slauson where the person just says, will run the speed light, run the light anyway because they're in a hurry. And so it's almost as though they're living out the fantasy of fast and furious rather than being happy and, slow or medium slow and content. So it's just a whole multitude because when you have a flat, straight, long line of land, some folks have even taken it as this is a wonderful drag strip where you can just go on down because there's nothing to slow you down. So I would include that, but also the possibility of if you put in some indicator that says that you're exceeding the speed limit, that you get a ticket.
Now maybe they should put some lights down there too. You know, those lights that flash, the camera lights right there at Slauson and La Brea. Those camera lights can help give people some tickets and maybe people learn how to slow down. Sheila Timberlake made another statement on Facebook Live. She said, but if you're impaired in any way and you have your mind clouded up with anything, you're really not paying attention to your driving. And I'm going to agree with that. If you're under the influence of alcoholic beverages or some sort of drug or anything like that, or you on the phone arguing with somebody when you know you shouldn't be arguing with nobody, that's where the problem comes in. Sheila also says, we have all these smartphones. Oh, yes, we do. We'll get ready to talk about that in just a few minutes. Sheila Timberlake says, we have all these smartphones, but I wish we had smart cars that know when you're touching and know if you have your phone in your hand or not. Impaired by alcoholic beverages or you're impaired by drugs. Smart cars are coming. Smart cars are here. They have cars that will not start if you're under the influence of alcoholic beverages. They just haven't put them out on the streets. But people who get DUIs, they put those in their car, and they're going to be like in every car in the future. But they put those in your car, and then you got to blow into it before you start your car. That's if you've been in a DUI. But they're going to make it on all the cars. The cars are going to be that smart where they know that if you're under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and they will not start. And that'll be a good thing. I want to go to Vera Jones. Amen. Vera, what do you think about that idea, smart cars that will not let you start the car if you're under the influence of drugs or alcohol? Just want to get your opinion.
Actually, I really like what everyone has brought to the table, but I'm just going to bring something else as well. You know, the monitors that, you know, the large, that we can see TV, all the different things that they have, like on your travel to the airport. They also have them on Manchester. It's like a big, they should just have something caution, you know, like they do on the freeway. When they're on the freeway, they always say, you know, watch for DUI drivers. But something like that, every single thing that everyone has mentioned today, that would be great, Eddie, for you to, you know, look into.
I promise I'm going to do that. I'm going to work on having a meeting. Now, again, we're going to switch the subject right now. I want to get some closing remarks from Josie because she is our special guest on the show today. Her son was at the incident as the crash took place. He witnessed it with his own eyes. He felt the heat and flames from the fire, and it is extremely intimidating. I don't know, if you've never been in an explosion or seen one, if you've never been in the military and you haven't seen it, it's intimidating. That's why people come back shell shock, bomb shock, and all kinds of post-traumatic stress syndrome, because war is H-E double hockey stick. That's what war is. And when that car went through that light, it was like a torpedo hit a target and exploded it into this, like a napalm bomb. And napalm gets, you're not going to survive. And six people did not survive. And hundreds of people are trying to heal from the process of what took place. Josie, give us your thank you. First of all, thank you. Can we all give Josie a big hand? Let's give Josie a hand first for coming on and talking about it. Let's give Josie a hand.
Thank you, guys.
Josie.
I'm glad I was available.
Josie, thank you so much.
Josie, thank you.
A pleasure.
So, Josie, what would be your closing remarks, and what do you want people to know before you get off the phone? And what do you say to young people that are listening to this right now? Go right ahead, Josie. Take the floor.
My closing remark would be, of course, my son may need counseling. Not may. There's no may in it. However, this was so horrific. It affected everyone, anyone. My daughter and I went to the scene, the crime scene yesterday. There was a man, an older man. He spoke about losing his wife. He six, seven family members, and it brought back memories. There was an much older lady, Mrs. Cecilia. She was crying. I was getting ready to leave. Mm-hmm. And she was like, could barely walk. She was holding the wall. And I said, are you okay? Would you like me to get water? And she was crying. She said, you know, she said, I was supposed to be here. And something told her to go get bread from the 99-cent store. So she felt as though that could have been her. And she was crying.
Mm-mm-mm.
So profusely. Like, it broke my heart. So when you say my son needs counseling, even you talked about how it affected you. Like, there are a lot of us, people who weren't there, who weren't in, on the scene, it affected my son. However, people who weren't there, who were just coming to pay their respect, they were crying. There was another lady who just stood off to the side. She wouldn't talk much, but I know it was something. Basically, everybody who came to the scene. So with that being said, all need counseling from this? It was that horrific.
Yes. Yes, it was. You know, Josie, thank you so much. Yes, we all are going to need counseling from this. It was, you know, whenever you see a baby ejected from a car in a car seat and then fly out the car seat, man, that just really affected. I mean, I tell you, the day of the press conference, I was in tears and just praying about it. I prayed about it yesterday. I prayed about it Saturday. I've been sending prayers up every day because, and I want to shout out Mrs. Newell. Hey, what's up, Sister Elaine? God bless you. Greetings to you. Way out there in Connecticut, greetings to you. Greetings to everybody on Facebook Live. You know, and Josie, we appreciate you taking out your time out of your busy schedule to share some time with us on such a very relevant topic and subject matter that has affected hundreds of thousands of people. It's been all over the news. Oh, I'm sorry, go right ahead. Oh, by the way, I believe we have Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, are you with us?
Yes, I
Linda
am.
Goldie? Well, everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon. Say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Oh, it is Linda.
Linda, good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I just saw it's Elaine's birthday. Hold on, Ms. Goldie. We're going to get you to do a poem for Josie right now. Happy birthday, Elaine, all the way out there in Connecticut. And everybody just say happy birthday to Elaine. Happy birthday, Elaine.
Happy birthday, Elaine.
Happy birthday, Elaine.
Happy birthday, Elaine. Birthday, Elaine.
Have an amazing birthday.
We love you.
Janice Denise. Hello, Janice Denise Ross. God bless you and welcome to the show. At this time, we're going to get some poetry from Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, take the floor. Give us poetry and motion. Something special for Josie.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is appropriate or not. This is called Sometimes. Sometimes you do it over before you do it right. How many times? It's hard to tell when there's no end in sight. But from the first beginning, your attitude of winning is sustaining to overcome the paining. Sometimes you stop before you start when you can't give it all your heart and you don't want to give it less and leave for someone else your mess. But no matter what you choose, there always is some win and lose, with many choices everywhere to show how much and when you care.
Amen, amen. All right. Hey, let's give it a call to the poetry.
Amen, okay, thank
amen.
You. I loved it.
Amen.
Well done.
Right on. Now, let me remind everybody before we get off the subject, and we're going to, because we only have 30 minutes left on the show, but I want to touch on our other subject, which will probably keep us, we'll have part two. But this is, Nicole Linton is the one that caused the accident, but she's in jail, and her bail is, I believe they said, $9 million. Her bail
That's
is $9
correct.
Million. Mm-hmm. There's no way, guys, they don't want her to get out of jail. But she's located at 11705. South Alameda Street, 11705 South Alameda Street, Los Angeles, California, 959. Now, if you want to, you can send her a card. You can send her a Goodwill card, or you can send her a We're Praying For You card. But right now, she needs support, just like the people who lost. And our heart goes out to the ones who lost their lives and the families. But our heart also goes out to her because whoever was talking to her on the phone, whether she was impaired or not, or whatever happened, she's going to need some counseling herself, because she's going to keep playing that accident over and over and over, playing in her mind, what is it that I could have did different that could have made this come out in a different way? Our heart goes out to all the ones who lost their lives and the family members who have been coming there, so I send a big shout-out to all the family members. And I'm going to close out this particular segment with a prayer. just for a moment, if we could just meditate on the family members that lost their loved ones, and also on Mrs. Nicole Lincoln, also on Ashley, the mother, and then the baby Alonzo, and then the unborn child, and then her boyfriend who was in the car too. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now like never before, asking you to bring some sort of understanding to a very difficult, complex situation that took place on Slauson and La Brea with that car accident. God, we just ask that you forgive Nicole for what she did. God, we ask that you bless the family members, the mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends, and relations that are going through. Bless everybody that brought a candle, that prayed. Bless everybody who came there to hug somebody, to talk to somebody, to lift somebody up. I never saw so many tears in one area in such a long, long time. And that particular street will be a monumental historical spot that will always be remembered, never to be forgotten. God, let your healing take place. God, you said in Matthew 7:7 that if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, that door shall be opened unto us. Father, just bless the community right now, God. And I ask a special blessing for the city council members that they will listen and that they will take heed and do something different at that intersection that will give a blessing and save lives for everyone. Thank you, God, for what you have done. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name, can I get a hallelujah and an amen from y'all? Everybody, hallelujah and amen. You can do it on the
amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Right
and I
want to
thank you for
something.
Having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure and our honor. Again, everybody give Josie a big hand again. Big hand for Josie.
Thank you, Josie.
You guys helped me process this. Thank you. You're a gift and a blessing.
Thank
you for helping me process this. Thank you.
I want to shout out Eva Jackson. Well, Josie, we're glad that we were able to help you, digest it,
analyze it,
evaluate it. God bless you. And God bless Eva Jackson, who just came on our Facebook Live. But at this time, we're switching subject matters for this particular topic. Listen, we got Cousin V coming in the studio right now. Everybody say good morning. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V. Let's see what happens.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Cousin V, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, Cousin V, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm at work, so almost time to get off work.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And you are a traveling nurse for real. You're a traveling nurse in real life, too. So just really quick, in essence of time, how do you feel about the traveling nurse? Her name is Nicole Lincoln. She's incarcerated with a bail of $9 million on the incident that took place. And how do you feel?
Well, my heart goes out, too, because I didn't know that anything about the holster. I just knew I saw you doing a live interview with the news the other day. But
yes.
My heart goes out to her because we have lots of things, not just what she was going through at that time, but even your job, being on your job and all the personalities. There are so many different personalities that we have to deal with. And then to have to go through that and, somebody that you love and care about putting stress on you on top of that, it's a lot going on. So it's not just the fact that you may be not paying attention or anything like that, but it's a lot of things because even like your job, like I say, get off and you just stressed out because that's how it is. And my heart just goes out to her, but especially the people because, I'm still trying to process the fact that my daughter is no longer here. So it's a lot. It's just hard to talk about because, you said, somebody was saying, we go through this and then just to hear something horrific as that, because it doesn't just affect the people. It affects everyone that cares about others.
Yes, it does. And with that being said, we're going to switch reels. Next week, we're going to talk about, does social media control your life? Some people cannot go to bed without their phone. They can't go to the bathroom without their phone. They can't drive without their phone. They can't think without their phone. Matter of fact, their phone is their God. You know. Now wait, Minister Terry Herbert said, as a nurse, she's experiencing great distress, as the families of the victim. I can only imagine how much stress Nicole Linton is under. I'm sure she's probably under suicide watch as well. And so, again, if you want to send her a card to say, God bless you, or we hope you feel better, you know, because nobody's perfect. People make mistakes. Her address is address to the jail is 11705 South Alameda Street, Los Angeles, California, 959. That's the Century Regional Detention Center in, I believe it's Lawndale, California. Well, it's on Alameda. 11705 South Alameda Street, Los Angeles, California, 90059. Her name is Nicole Linton, if you want to send her a card. I have to agree with Minister Terry Herbert. As a nurse, she's experiencing great distress for the families of the victim. And my heart goes out, because that's kind of a hard pill to swallow. You know, you don't know what nobody's going through, and nobody knows what anybody else is going through. So next week we're going to go to social media. Does your phone control you? Does social media control you? Does Facebook control you? Does Instagram control you? Does any of these other social medias control you? Well, a lot of people are going to say no, but I'm going to tell you, I've seen people, they cannot put their phone down. They can't do nothing without their phone. They can't even eat their dinner without their phone. So we're going to talk about that next week on the show. But this topic about the accident was such a priority that we ended up, please. Let's type in the address. Minister Terry Herbert, could you type in the address again? I just had Janice Ross ask, can you type the address into the comment section, please? Minister Terry Herbert, if you can, she'll do that in just a moment. And we thank you so much, Minister Terry Herbert. We're going to go into our regular segment. So this time, without further ado, this time for Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. It's 10:37 a.m. Give us health and wellness. We need health and wellness with all this flu going around and COVID-19 and monkeypox.
So amen. Thank you, Eddie. So for today, I'd like to speak to you about exercise. And exercise is just to move. And it's an activity to improve our health and our fitness, and it's a part of learning to love your body just the way it is. And also, it's a way of life. We can't just forget about it. We have to make it a part of our daily life. Now, when you're starting off, start out slow, and there are so many benefits. So a couple of them are to build strength, muscles, help your bones move, reduce the risk of heart disease, help maintain your weight, improve the quality of sleep. It helps with your brain function. It helps lower our blood pressure and reduce the risk of osteoporosis. Guess what? It will boost our energy level and it will help with our great endorphin levels. We all need this right now because we need a way to reduce anxiety and depression. It also tones and firms our body. And if you have inflammation or not the rightest, it is surely a way to help alleviate it. And it will definitely burn fat, and you will feel and you will look differently. Now, what we have to do is we have to make it fun. So why not find a workout partner and exercise, or you can just make it a way of by using what you have at your home. You don't have to join a gym or go out and get equipment. Just use what you have and make sure before beginning that you check with your doctor to make sure that it is fairly okay for you. Now, if you have a knee brace, women wear their bras, and different things we need to just tone and firm and add for support. Now, I am one that really enjoy activities. As a marathon runner, I have not run since I have healed from several disability injuries. However, I've run over maybe 25 or 26 marathons. And what we have to do after exercising would be to rest, ice, if we're feeling some swelling, compression, and elevation, and that is called RICE, R-I-C-E. So the best activities that I enjoy would be dancing, bicycle riding, walking, running, calisthenics, the trampoline, skating, and men, some of you love basketball. Get your jump rope out. Just swim, walk the stairs, and park your vehicle a little further. And the calisthenics, you could do the squats, the planks, the leg raises, pushbacks, and use what you have at home. And remember, in closing, if you have the step tracker, you can get that on the your phone, the pedometer, and it will help you walk up to whatever you walk. And it could be anywhere from 6,000 to 18,000 steps per day. But if you walk 10,000 steps, that's 5 miles per day. Can you believe that? And we're all doing a lot of walking. So remember that lactic acid will build up if we are not moving. So in order to keep it flowing, we want to exercise to reduce fatigue, pain, and eat the colors of the rainbow. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let's give a big hand for Vera with health and wellness.
All right.
Health and wellness.
Granny D, the doctor.
All right. Wow.
Man.
Wow. Now, without further ado, first of all, I want to shout out to Sister Janice Ross. It's up there now on the page. The address to the detention center where Sister Nicole Linton is, where you can send your cards of healing, of prayer, or whatever you want to say to her. Please don't send any hate mail because she's probably already being hated on. She might even be on suicide watch. We don't know what she's going through. My organization, the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, we're going to put a card together and send it to her and pray for her because we don't know. She probably has kids, too. And, you know, knowing that she knows that she enters a baby's life and all that, she's probably going through a lot. But without further ado, everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones. Good morning, Aretha Adams-Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Aretha.
Happy Monday to you too, Aretha. And we had such a good time on your show, Aretha. We talked about, images and stuff like that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But you're very welcome, yeah. Janice Ross. Without further ado, it is time for Mental Health and You, and then we're going to get the sports report. We're going to get Tawana Jones with Words of Wisdom. We're going to have Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual, and then we're going to have the final word with the commentary from Professor Reams. Don't go anywhere. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and own rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something, or we're going to fall for anything. Hey, Charmeline. What's up, Charmeline? How are you? Welcome to the show. God bless you. Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, take the floor. Give us mental health and you. We need our mental health right now.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday. And today is August the 8th. Today is National Happiness Happens Day. National Happiness Happens Day. So we want you to smile on August the 8th, which is today. We want you to share in National Happiness Happens Day each year. Just let it happen because happiness happens. The day encourages happiness all day. Recognize every moment of glee. Recognize every moment of joy, of delight, and pleasure. Don't let it pass. Most importantly, a flicker of a giggle should be given its due. And should it blossom into full-blown happiness, don't be surprised. It happens. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, for every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. Another element of the day prohibits the squashing of other people's happiness. From time to time, we might find others' happiness might seem a little irritating to us. those moments happen when we have particularly rotten days. However, our bad days don't give us the right to squash another person's joy. Instead, allow their delight in the day to affect us. Perhaps their ability to smile will blow the storm clouds from your day. Just remember, be happy, and remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Let's give a big hand for Dr. Risa. Thank you so much.
Dr. Risa.
Thank you very much. All right. Now, without further ado, it's coming up. I want to send a shout-out to Britta Steinbrenner. Britta Steinbrenner, I want to send a big shout-out to you. Thank you for coming on Facebook Live. Without further ado, it is time for the Sports Report with Cousin V. And right after that, we're going to go to Tawana Jones for Words of Wisdom. Cousin V, please take the floor. Give us some information on the Sports Report. The Sports Report with Cousin V, all the way from Texas.
All right. I want to make sure you can hear me because I have to have my earpiece in right now.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So, as you know, the football season is up on us. We had a Thursday night football, August the 4th. Jason Garrett, that used to be the Dallas Cowboys coach, is now an NBC sports analyst. And they played the Hall of Fame game 2022 at the Tom Benson Field. And it was the Jaguars versus Clarence's Las Vegas Raiders. And I had to give Clarence a call, and I said, I know you're glued to the TV today. And he was already looking. So the quarterback was Trevor Lawrence, and the running back was Travis for the Jaguars. And then Etienne Jr., also they were both from Clemson. They had the 2020 Hall of Famer class, Tony Baselli, Cliff Branch, Leroy Butler, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Bryant Young, Art McNally, and the famous Dick Vermeil. He says that being a coach, he learned to be humble. And that's a leader, and that's what leadership should have. Also, I heard the words perseverance and accountability from some of those Hall of Fame class. And the players, he said that, you know, football has changed over the years. The players stay on a team until they develop, and that is no longer a factor. And, you know, because as we know, they get traded 1 or 2 years, but it takes time when you're coming from college to develop into the person that you need to be, and they keep switching them around and things like that. And I was like, because the Miami Dolphins did that, they had some of the best players, and they went out, and they're with other teams, and they're excelling at the other teams. The score, the Jaguars didn't get a score until the third quarter, and they only got three. At that time, Las Vegas had 20. And then the third quarter, it was a flag on the touchdown on the play, 88-yard return, and they called it back. So that made them not get that touchdown. So they finally got a touchdown in the fourth quarter, which made it 11-27, and the Las Vegas Raiders win 27-11. Our first Thursday night football is the Bills versus the Rams. Our first Sunday night football will be the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. And our first Monday night football will be Denver versus Seattle. And they're saying, who has a chance at the Super Bowls? I don't think I really want to see anybody in there again except the Rams and the Bills. But they were talking about also the Buccaneers, the Packers, and the Chiefs. And then I just wanted to mention this college because I think Columbia, South Carolina is known for broadcasting. So they have HBCU, Benedict College Tigers. They have an e-sports degree program and a gaming room. And they said they do problem solving and learn critical thinking. The program is also has a degree in broadcasting, marketing, and program development. And then the PGA championship, 8-4 to 8-7. The prize was $7,300,000. We have South Korean J.H. Kim first place, U.S. Jae-Hoo second place, and then another South Korean, S.J.M., won third place, Lee Griffin, USA, in fifth place, also USA with Griffin and McGregory.
It's not that you will bring your race to time with every ring, but if you are someone I know, I need you now to tell me so.
And that purse will be $15 million. This is my sports report. Oh, and I did want to mention, of course, we know we're going to pray. I think that is such a harsh, harsh way for a person to have to live. But Brittany Griner from the Phoenix, she grew up in Texas and also played for Baylor University. Her coach said they had 40-0 on the year, and they won 7 championships while she was there. We hope not, but she gets 9 years in prison in Russia. So This is my sports report, and y'all have a blessed week.
All right, let's do it. Thank you,
Cousin B.
Thank you, Cousin B. Now, without further ado, we're going to go to Righteous Tawana Jones.
One more thing before you go. Y'all say a prayer for me this time next week. I hope to be broadcasting from Florida.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, without further ado, it's time for Tawana Jones with Words of Wisdom. Tawana Jones, please take the floor. Give us words of wisdom. Words of wisdom.
Thanks, Dad. Good morning, everyone, again, and welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today's wisdom is in honor of today's show and what I've been listening to, and I pray you enjoy. Trying to heal while trying to grieve, while trying to live, while trying to dream, while trying to smile, while also trying to give love, while trying to be loved. Every morning, we get a chance to be different, a chance to change, a chance to be better. Your past is just that, your past. Please leave it there. Focus on what we have now and get on with the future part of our lives. Don't look back. You're not going that way. Trust God and thank Him, and also thank yourself for how far you've come. It hasn't been easy. Remember to stay grateful. And when all else fails, keep God first. And I believe prayer changes things, and I also believe in God being able to, whatever we give Him, with our possibilities, that He can make anything happen miraculously, supernaturally. And I thank everybody for listening. I love you all, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Tawana. Thank you for working with me.
That was
thank
great.
You very much.
Wonderful.
Well said. Well said.
And it's 10:53 a.m. We don't have as much time as we would like to have. But it's time for Regulate the Manual with the Regulator. Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Regulate the Manual.
I am a regulator myself. I must regulate myself each and every day. Just like the town's blacksmith, there are always irons that must be pulled out of the fire and forged into their own metallic shapes. To become a true regulator, you must first learn to come, into total control of yourself. Your first step in regulating must be that step to regulate yourself. Without learning self-control, it is impossible to become a true regulator. You must be able to, in the heat of your battles, along with all of their furies all around you, find that step of total control of yourself. This is the main step toward your mission to regulate. Never leave home without your regulator control. Regulate is a land that is owned by no man. There is no man who rules Regulate. Regulate is a way of life for all those who choose to live by. Regulate has its own very realm, anyone and everyone may enter regulate. To regulate, it does not cost you any money to attain, although much hard work, faith, and true goals would have to be obtained. My very best advice is regulate may give you the life tools that may be a help to you, that may help you to go through your many, hopefully unscathed and alive. This is what it means to regulate. Always regulate things right and regulate them in good ways. Regulate. Regulate the manual this book is written, and you are in here.
Amen, Clarence.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Clarence. You know,
so Clarence.
We are regulating on the show right now. We're regulating. Without further ado, it is time for the most important part of this show, Professor Reams with the commentary. Without further ado, Professor Reams, take the floor, give us the commentary, and take your time. Professor Reams, are you there?
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And I wanted to thank everyone for contributing and doing everything that they do all the time, every Monday, because your brilliance is shown through this commentary. So I'm going to make it as timely as possible. Now, one thing about it that we've talked about is the accident at the Windsor Hills on the Slauson and La Brea. And everyone who is here, has been on here has provided excellent commentary. So this is in honor of Ashray Ryan, Armani Lester, Alonzo Quintero, Reynold Lister, Craig Pitchford, and the unknown sixth person, along with, and above all, Nicole Lorraine Linton. And so what this has, today's show has reminded us is that how precious life is. And it also reminds us that, as Talana mentioned, that the one thing that we need to do is trust in God and thank him for all of these precious moments. And when we get to regulate the manual, Clarence has reminded us of our own self-control and how we can regulate ourselves, and that it is written that we have been given the wisdom of God to be able to regulate that. And in light of an accident, the one thing that we have to do in regulating ourselves, as Dr. Aretha has mentioned, is through the National Happiness Happens Day, is to recognize the joy, the presence, and the pleasure of each and every moment, of each and every minute of every day, because we never know what the next hour, minute, or hour, or day will bring. So this accident shows that regardless of if it even is a normal day where nothing is happening, that that does not mean you can predict what will happen next. It also reminds us that people are going through things, and that in doing so, we are not going to return by reacting, by hate, by sending letters of hate. We are going to move forward in love, because when we show an example of God's agape love, we all win, because it shows that we care. So as part of our word of the week, the agreement is, we're going to do everything that we can. As Josie has, in our wonderful guest has shown through her son, take every moment that's very precious. It also, this show was able to help her to process things. So it means that instead of closing in, we need to reach out, talk, and just keep going through the support and be reminded of that we're in this journey together, and that through everyone. Also, a shout-out to Minister Terry Herbert because of the, all the help that she's doing, that we can't do this alone. We need everyone. We need everyone's vigil that we went through. But we also everyone need everyone's kindness, joy, patience, and forgiveness in order for us to move forward in the direction and not look back, as Talana mentioned, in our journey with the Lord. And this is just one incident which the Lord will test us on how we react as we follow him. So with that in mind, our agreement is trust in the Lord because he'll never let us down, but also enjoy the day and the joy that you have by being in his presence and caring for others. And with that in mind, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, what a commentary. That was a great commentary, Brittany. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Well, I tell you, oh, my gosh, that was an amazing commentary. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and this show would be nothing without each and every one of you. From me, the co-producers and the co-hosts of our show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Our word of the week is agreement, and I was going to have another word of the week, but this word of the week came up, but the word I'm going to use for next week, and it's ready. But agreement, we need to be in agreement of love, agreement of community, agreement of sharing, and we need to be in agreement of healing, because healing is so important. We all need to heal from something. If it wasn't COVID-19, whatever it was, the loss of a loved one, whatever, we all are going through some sort of healing. So let's all be in agreement. Let's make that word applicable to your week. Now, our scripture of the week, write this down. Write down agreement. That's the word of the week. But the scripture of the week is about divine protection, because we need a lot of protection right now over us, and nobody can protect you like God. Your gun can't protect you like God. Your locks on your house can't protect you like God. The locks on your car can't protect you like God. We need protection. And if you want real protection, you got to lean on God's never-changing hand. So our scripture of the week is Psalms chapter 78, verse 35. Psalms chapter 78, verse 35, and it reads, they remembered that God was their rock, that God Most High was their redeemer. The word of God for the people of God. I'm going to read that one more time. Psalms chapter 78, verse 35. They remembered that God was their rock, that God Most High was their redeemer. Allow that to sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Let your Bible be open to that scripture for this week. That's Psalms chapter 78, verse 35, divine protection. And I hope that sinks into the resonance of your heart and mind. And I want to thank Minister Terry Herbert. I want to thank you, Regina King. Hey, Regina King, good morning. God bless you. How are you? And everybody on Facebook Live. Now, remember, the only limit in life is the one that you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Whatever, remember that the best is yet to come. And last but not least, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. But the question is, the real question is, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Sheila Timberlake, all my Dorsey folk. The real question is, it's what's going on. And that's the question. Because there's so much going on. I love y'all. God bless you. And I'll talk to you next week, okay? God bless you.
Hey,
take care.
Hey, what's up now?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Party, man.
Yeah.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we can't find to bring some loving here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
No, no, no.
War is not the answer. Love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs.